I did it for a test and it called a lot of energy.
I have little bits here and there.
Yeah, but yeah, that's what happened.
It's a good thing to wait for it.
Yeah, mine was a June.
I am.
The first. Yeah, November. Yeah, that was wonderful. Yeah, they don't care.
Hello, Richard.
Oh, I was gonna see how long until you realize.
Good to see you again.
Good to see you too. I know, like, Yvonne told me that you guys are here, so I wanted to swing by and say hi.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was grabbing keys, but.
Locked out.
I'm locked out. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Locked out.
Grabbing keys.
I got locked out?
Yeah. I was gonna say hi to you.
I was on prep for
busy.
Oh, yeah, okay, sure. I was not busy.
Well, the thing
does
is,
does my mom have a spare key?
Yeah.
She does. I mean, I have my keys too, but the thing is that when we drove to Boston, and she took the keys, and I didn't have my own keys.
All right.
I'll see you, Belle.
How much practicing every time?
That's the thing. I was going to tell you, zero. And I was like, I've been wanting to go out to just a driving range. But yeah, and I wanted to go, you know, like, pick a date for us to get, like, a used set. Yeah, like I really, like that day, I was like, I wanted to go so bad. Yeah, I know, I want, like, and now it's kind of like towards the end of the season, even though my friends are still going.
You said you're cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Good seeing you.
Locked out. Or he just wanted to come see us.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, and then also I was just gonna, because I have class at 4:00
for 15. Yeah, isn't this kind of scary though to have two mothers in law?
That would be wonderful.
Mom bought me red grapes and I thought of you.
She bought me red grapes. I was like, you.
They know. We'll let you go to class. You're going to be late.
It's nice seeing you. And yes, we need to make a date where I can get, you know, you can point me in the right direction, which clubs to get.
Right.
Yeah, I know. All the season's ending.
No.
Yeah.
End of season sales.
Yeah, I don't know. But,
end of season sales.
Oh, yeah. They're all over the internet.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe Craigslist or something?
No.
That's not true.
I don't want to do that.
Oh, okay. Oh, you mean like new clubs?
No. I'm getting
my clubs.
I definitely use clubs.
Joe and Lee's.
Oh, good.
I'll show them all the different clubs that they have. They have new ones, they have used ones, so forth, so on. What you should get, what you don't really need at this point.
That's good.
What you can get later, you know, all that kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're like a shark in a small freshwater pond.
Oh, that's true. They come in and they call. This guy doesn't know a thing. Okay, this is what you need all these clubs.
This guy looks like a chunk.
It's like, boy, why are you getting all this?
I don't think so.
No.
She can use his. Just choke down.
Oh, that's true. Well, you both right-handed or both left-handed?
We're both right-handed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm not. How do you not know?
You're ambidextrous?
No, I'm not.
No, I'm not.
Did I get you for a second?
No, you didn't.
Aw, okay.
Not this time. I'm like, I know. I'm pretty sure you're ready.
Oh, yeah, you know. Whenever you're ready.
Yeah, that's an excellent idea.
Yeah.
I've
been in there. They have a lot of used clubs, too.
Where is it?
Joe and Lee's. L-E-I-G-H.
Oh, okay. What town?
In Easton.
Okay.
Well, yeah, that's not far away. That's not far away at all. Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's where we're going to pass by. Yeah. Ooh, there's a Joann's Fabric there.
Right down 24.
Yeah, right. There's a Joann Fabric around there. 106
exits.
Right
there. Okay.
Oh, he's a good Joann. Yes, he's the coolest from here. Yeah, we're not too far away from here.
Thank you.
Ship
him. He's slacking. Go.
Okay. It was nice talking to you guys. Nice seeing you. And yes, we definitely can do it soon. Yeah. I'll get your number for Yvonne.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll text you.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
See you later.
Oh,
okay. No.
Huh?
The heat comes through this room, so.
Yeah, you get pretty good.
if something else can use in the bathroom. So it's giving some emails about the whole bird situation.
I'm going to call.
You can tell him what she didn't see. She can't see what else to do. I'm feeling tired. But it's just pretty crazy.
You don't want to know.
Some stress has been lifted from our lives.
Oh, that's wonderful. Did your sister leave you money?
Pardon?
Did your sister leave you money?
No, that would have been nice, but nobody's going to be leaving us any money, I can assure you. No one.
Okay, well, you don't have to tell me this, Jonas. I can just be happy that...
I was advised by my attorney not to do the executor of the will. It's too complicated for an individual because there's a state of Florida that may be involved, and there's a lawsuit involved.
Ooh. Well, that's not good. So who's going to take it over?
I don't know. My brother is mentioned in the will. I'm going to call him.
He's sort of the backup, but he can say no, too.
He can say no, too. But they're going to have to get their own probate attorney to get it squared.
That sounds like a very judicious move.
At least for us, maybe.
Good decision.
Big agreement. It's been causing a lot of upset.
It's hard. All this estate stuff can be really difficult.
Not only that, but...
It's not a result of the estate or anything else. It's the result of the idiots who are the inheritors.
Not only that, but...
Should I say morons instead?
If you want. The papers that are involved... If you put them side by side in files, they take up this much space, then they're all a mess.
Wow.
Total disarray.
Wow.
So it's just a huge relief to not have to do all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I
mean, you're free. Free man.
That's right.
Liberation.
Yeah.
I'm just going to check the computer. Or, Suya, do you want to just check and... Oh, let me get my computer so I can read the chat.
I see you walking across this screen, so
okay.
It should be streaming, but let me check. It's hard to leave once you get in here. I'm not used to leaving so early. Feels weird.
Okay, great.
I see a request.
Star of the show.
I'm not signing in as a guest or anyone else.
What a great photo.
Of
calm.
Yeah.
Isn't that nice? I love that too.
Yeah. Okay, so, let's look for requests.
It's okay if I have two small reading. What? No. If I need to go.
Memory, concentration, reduce stress. So you're coming on Sunday, yes?
Oh, yes.
Hi.
I'm so excited.
Maybe like 1:30, I'm thinking, or I have to finish thinking through. It's going to be cloudy and 50, not as cold as Saturday. Saturday's 40.
Yeah. Well,
we'll
be fine.
It'll be nice. I'm keeping it small. I'm not inviting anybody else, just you and Stefan.
She's excited too.
Yeah, she seems very excited. I think we can have a better conversation and just thinking COVID. I mean, I am careful, so I think we can have a really nice conversation if it's the three of us.
I'm very happy.
And good food.
I have no doubt about that. Oh, I can't do red peppers, green peppers, or bananas.
Okay, I'm glad you told me about the peppers.
Yeah, I almost forgot. I probably told a million years ago, but I wasn't expecting to remember.
And anything else? Because I checked with Stephanie and it sounds like she can eat anything.
So. Do you want us to bring some stuff?
Nope. Just yourselves. I don't need to bring anything.
So, I don't know yet if I'll ask her to drive me, but depends on if it's a place where I'll go. Yeah, but that is good.
All right, because then he could play in Newton.
He can if he wanted to, yeah. He could, yeah.
Rich. Would he want to? Do you know?
I don't know. Do you bring up things for Sunday yet?
No, just maybe watch the football game.
You know what time it's on?
Who's playing?
Patriots. I don't know who they're playing. They stink this year anyhow.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, the Patriots.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go watch.
The Patriots lost 33-6 last Sunday against the 49ers.
Wow. But doesn't their quarterback have COVID?
Not anymore.
All right, let me go wash my cup.
I don't know. Today's the 25th, I think. Seminole on the 1st is the day that I do.
Oh, yeah, okay.
That's the division three. Patriots division.
Okay.
did. Yeah, I'm not going to bother.
I can sit until it's time.
I packed all my clothes. Play any place.
How's your nephew? Or
my nephew?
He hasn't had any surgery yet.
But he's, on pills, painkillers, and he's not his right mind.
Mm-hmm. Hi.
Hi.
So beautiful. Want to take some video.
Okay, well, we're starting class in 1 minute. Okay? Depending on which clock you look at, but
yeah,
right.
Not when it's after 4 already. One minute.
Boy, I think we're going to get a lot of nice attention today, class.
I think so. Yeah, it's small all around on line 2.
Mm-hmm. I wasn't sure if we could get here on time, but I'm glad we did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Four o'clock. Please tap for depression, anxiety, allergies, memory. Depression, anxiety, allergies, memory. Okay.
Guilty, all of it.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the emotions class. We're pretty low key here today, but always happy to have everyone on. So we'll do our usual. We have a beautiful scarf here. Wow, really pretty.
Mm-hmm. Consignment shop fine, $5.
Wow, well done. So I have your requests online and we're going to begin. So Qigong, as always, I invite you to stand and step out, shoulder width apart, knees slightly bent. This is like gathering in the kitchen, you know, around the hearth. We're a small group today, so we can be cozy. Arms in front of the body, a couple of inches. Tongue on the upper palate, shoulders dropped, extend out. Lifting from the Bahui. Breathing in. If you breathe in and out through the nose, that's the vagal breath. So you're calming down the vagus nerve. You can also breathe in through nose, out through mouth. Allow yourself to feel connection between fingertips and the earth. Breath deepens. Feeling into your body's wisdom, our somatic experience. And as you do, allow the energy to flow downward, really grounding on the earth, balance between balls and heels of the feet. And as I did that, I felt a rush of warmth at the palms of my hands. There is, as always, a lot of chi at the center. And as we ground, right, we situate into multi-dimensional space. So become more aware of the physicality of your body. And then the dimensionality of our form. And as we feel the energy or the warmth, right, that means we're connecting to the broader collective, to the field of waves that we cannot see, but we do experience. And we turn the palms up, and I'll bring the arms up, slight bend at the elbow to shoulder height, turning over, and allow them to slowly fall, moving through this textured space, palms up. And as we feel more intently into the field, and over, it means that we're able to bring a greater awareness to that aspect of our being. One more. Turn the palms up. We're cultivating chi. So what does that mean, cultivate chi? It means we're also inviting in the information. We bring the right palm to the left shoulder, arm extended in front like we're dancing. We move from the brachial plexus, following ulnar, medial, radial nerve down. Crossing over, left to right. Very good for preventing carpal tunnel. As we encourage the energy to flow, to follow the nerves across the hand through the fingers. Many people come with complaints of arthritis in the wrist, the hand, the fingers, right? This is very good for moving the energy, for increasing circulation. One more time. Left to right. You may feel strong energy between P6 at the palms. We allow the hands to fall, grounding, checking in. Do you feel greater circulation? Do you feel more energy? A little vibrancy? We reconnect. And this grounding is very good for chaotic times, right? There's so much upheaval in the world. It's a way to return, reconnect.
You hit the bugle tribe in the clip?
I didn't yet.
You can fire, okay?
Right there.
Oh, they're putting it back.
Uh-huh.
You don't mind.
I'll take anything you say, Helen. Thank you.
We have another guy playing the golf. Doctor say he will have 9 months.
Oh.
But now play the golf. I say I have someone to beat you up.
Uh-huh. One more.
This is for the eye.
Oh, excellent. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. See what you feel.
Yeah.
paper.
Okay. Let's come up to CV-17.
I do it for my eye also.
Mm-hmm. So see what you feel with this new, something new and powerful. That we will open the heart center, CV-17. Call this the Mabu. We can extend out the arms and bring it back in, fingertips pointing to CV-17. We want to expand our field from the heart. Remember, we have three brains. Our mind, our heart, our gut. One more. Beautiful. Step back in. Right hand, CV4, left above CV17. We scan and make our chi ball. Scan down and come out around. So, we stimulate the energy between middle, lower, dantian. And you may come up to your third eye. Try to be organic. See where your arms want to go. How big is your wonder ball? As we come down the vagus, we're clearing. This is really synchronous with Chang Ren because the autonomic nervous system is so central. We allow the hands to fall. Gentle V. Lower dantian. Sending the energy in to the enteric nerve, to our digestive tract. Supporting our root center. Supporting that sense of groundedness that we're cultivating. That we began to cultivate at the start of the form. And remember, shoulders dropped and you're extending out from the lower back. Knees slightly bent. The lower dantian is especially known for integrating of energy and information. These are all power points, upper, lower, middle dantian. At the lower dantian, we've actually pulled in information from the field, sending in the energy, integrating at our root center. You need only an openness. We allow the hands to fall and we extend out, bringing closure three times. Once, coming down the vagus, and twice, three times, we seal in the chi, our chi bath. And I invite you to sit. Somebody took my small. And we take care of everyone now. Let's see. groundedness, PTSD, psychosis, chest congestion, stomach. Okay. So we'll work first calming everyone down. And also working with the new trauma points for the PTSD. So we'll open the olfactory nerve, right? And the hippocampus. So Tai Yang, Yin Tang, BL1 to BL9. GB8, triple warmer 20. We open the vertebral, the carotid arteries, both sides. And now we're opening, everyone is wearing a clip. Susan, you're late. You didn't, oh yes, you got a clip, right? Well, I'm not gonna tell you what it's opening, just see how you feel. And if you feel anything, everyone I'm looking at in the room is pink. So this new clip is based on research that was published in the New York Times that Eleanor sent to Tom. And of course, he turns the doctors on their heads and finds a different interpretation for healing. So, working with the hippocampus and the amygdala, the insular cortex. So we're sending in for people struggling with PTSD, psychosis, anxiety, depression, right? We're sending in the energy, the bioelectricity to connect with the chemical processes in the brain. We go to the limbic and the reptilian brain, bringing a new connection to the amygdala, to the emotion center of the brain, and then to the hippocampus. So often the amygdala goes off without cause, right? A false fire alarm. We want to calm that down and bring a new connection to the hippocampus, which is the part of the brain that files the memories, right? So when someone is triggered, that memory, it's like it pops out of order, out of context, right? And so we want those memories to stay in order and in context, right? And as we do that, we also build up observation, right? We work with the observation effect in Tongren and in quantum, but we also have the capacity, because we really mirror the world, the universe, ourselves, we have that capacity to observe ourselves, right? To step outside of the trigger of the trauma and maintain an awareness. We're opening BL1 right now. GB13 right and left. GB13, 14. We're opening the neocortex and connecting to the limbic and the reptilian. Calming down the amygdala. Connecting to the insular. Insular, really our deepest essence, right? The essence of who we are as human beings, right? The multidimensional aspect of being human that is hard to explain, that the scientists have difficulty explaining, but they've located the part of the brain where this takes place. We open the upper trapezius, bringing it down to thoracic 12. Opening heart, diaphragm. support the breath, deepening, working the lungs and the digestive tract. We open stomach 21, 25, thoracic 11, 12, working serotonin, oxytocin, and GV 24, 23, 22. We balance the hormones, opening upper deltoid, scalene, the musculature to allow free flow, opening LI 17, 18, bringing that energy down, lung 1, lung 2, CV 6, 4, 2, coming down, liver meridian, gallbladder meridian, gallbladder 36, 34, grounding kidney 1, liver 3. Glad you made it.
Me too.
I guess I was tuned in.
I'm roasting with you doing your night. See you Saturday.
Okay. Carol, this is something new you can try and see what you feel. Okay. All right. So in addition to the psychological requests, we had, there's some chest congestion. We're going to work on the immune. And we'll take care of that. CV17, T12347, for everyone, right? Because we take an approach of wellness to keep ourselves healthy, our organs healthy and well. So that we say we're able to stay strong in the COVID environment as the cases go up. We open again, CV17, kidney 27 to 22, support the metabolism, kidney 27, T1. All right, so we're actually supporting the clip that you are wearing with these points. We open the Tai Yang, the Yin Tang, bring that energy down, and grounding. Okay, Michelle.
Well, I have two requests. One is I have a slight twitch in my right eye for the past few days, and the other one is I'm having some anticipatory anxiety about the election and the days following.
So, why don't you try switching the clip to this side? It actually opens the subclavian to the facial artery, to the corona artery. It might have an impact on your eye, but that sounds like a nervous twitch.
Yeah, probably is.
Yeah. So, it's related, right, to that anxiety.
Right.
And, you know, what all we can do is stay informed, right? Stay on top of things, really listen, as in certain states, they're encouraging people to bring their ballots in, not to mail them because of the slowness of the mail, because of Trump's policy, and also the way the courts have ruled. It's very strange to have a government that is discouraging votes being counted, and a Supreme Court justice who said a similar thing, right? So everybody is doing their part, trying to get that vote in, bring the ballot in person so that they can be counted. And we know we've seen a high volume of votes, so that's a very positive thing. Mm-hmm. But a lot of people do share that anxiety, so we will calm things down, and you've done your part, you have voted, right? So But the important thing is to have awareness and to be in conversation. And I've seen levels of government, you know, really become active, the press become active in sharing information. So we open BL1, we calm down the hormones. Mm-hmm. Really calm down the hormones. And open the heart to positive, to the positive. Imagine the result that you want. Right? And that becomes part of your mantra. That we live, we are all God's creation. We live with abundance. We have a democracy. No, it's sort of what Bruce Lipton, DeCenzo DeCenza, and Tom Tam say. If you speak that which you want, as if it's already happened, you attract it, right? Your mind connects to that information that's out there, and it manifests. You co-create with the world. So it's very important to stay positive and to even say it out loud. And you can even look in a mirror and say it, right? Just as we are mirrors or extensions of the universe, I think we take it in more when we see ourselves and say it. So we're opening BL1. We want to expand the vision of what is possible as we understand what is at stake. And we come down this spinal artery through bladder 54, lung 1, lung 2, grounding, grounding, grounding. How's your eye?
Right now it's very relaxed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Richard, what would you like?
Oh, just some emotional strength to deal with the few upcoming meetings I have.
Okay, well, let's open the heart. T5. Open, 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 allowing it to expand, right? Supporting the even beat, supporting the health of your heart. And bringing connection, because your heart is now so much healthier than when you came. And we bring that, bring connection to your mind, to your hypothalamus, the back of the hypothalamus. BL 678, association cortex, sensory cortex, to the hippocampus, the Broca, opening facial artery, vertebral artery, carotid, C67T1, to ouch point throat, cranial 7, cranial 11, subclavian artery, corona artery, up, balance, thoracic 11, 12, serotonin, oxytocin, to GV24, 23, opening spleen meridian, coming down, spleen 9, spleen 6 and 4, grounding, kidney 1, liver 3, and opening full spinal, and the full bladder. Yes! Reflecting back. Bladder 54 to T5 to medulla. And right back down. Phrenic, accessory phrenic. Really supported your autonomic nervous system, your nervous system, so that you receive the signals differently. Mm-hmm. And grounding. So, how are you?
Well, I was going to say the thing was twitching all the time.
Wow.
It's guiding every now and then, but it's not.
That's
much.
Wonderful.
No.
And your eyes?
I have one contact in and one not. And it seems that I can see them with the, which should be my reading, and I can see better at a distance.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so what would you like today? You're bionic. Everything's healing.
It's funny because I feel tingly.
Good.
I have a friend who has a rare blood cancer. It's hereditary. And what it does, it puts her body into like an electric shock.
So do you have permission? And she gets that shock when she stands up, or?
No, it's, she was taking a pill for it.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't seem to be doing as much. Now, she still works, and she's still very positive. But, to give her strength.
Okay, nothing for you.
No.
Okay.
No, she had a doctor's appointment today, extra strength to help the body fight.
Alright, so we can tune up everybody, right? Everyone who has aches, pain, complaint, stronger immune, and allergies. We're opening BL1 to GV24, 23, BL9, T5, T6, upper trapezius to thoracic 12, L1 through 5, S1 through 5, down the bladder meridian, support the heart and the medulla. Opening carotid, vertebral, up, and especially C6, C7, T1, T7, the thymus, T2, kidney 27, 26, kidney 22, so metabolism, and especially if she's taking pills, if there's any toxins to eliminate, we'll work on that. Stomach 21, 25, thoracic 11, 12, serotonin, oxytocin, L2 for the cortisol, and we bring that energy down and grounding. Kidney 1, liver 3.
I think you touched on a lot of it, but you know, just more calmness and boosting my immunity.
So I think we can't do too much immune.
Yeah.
T1, 2, 3, 4, 7. Mm-hmm. You know, we will do that. And we can't do too much for calmness. Right? Do you feel anything from the clip? So, it's not really your issue, but it's good to try. So it relates to decalcification. So in order to improve blood pressure reading, Tom's idea, based on the doctor's research, not on their conclusion, is to decalcify. So you remove calcification from the blood vessels, the arteries that support the heart, and then you have greater blood circulation, more oxygenation, so you'll have more energy, and you'll have a good blood pressure reading. I mean, they're saying that you need to have 90 over 60 in order to heal your heart. And Tom's saying that is so low. You know, you can barely drive a car if you're 90 over 60. But if you decalcify the vessels and the arteries, then you improve the circulation and you heal the heart. And we know that heart disease is the leading cause of death in the United States. I mean, I think it's a couple of 100,000 more than cancer. I mean, it's really the top guy. So that's the idea behind it. But because it opens the subclavian, the corona artery to the facial artery, it also is good for the eyes, good for, you know, producing more saliva, dry eye, any dryness, blood pressure, all of it. So a calming. I mean, most people wearing it were feeling very sleepy, like time for sleep between, you know, all of these different pills. I find the Cinnabon very calming, right? So we want to support a profound shift for you so that, and this is relates to any PTSD, right? Which many people are developing in this COVID environment. And so we want to bring a shift to the nervous system, which is the autonomic nervous system. So that which is a typical trigger does not trigger in the same way. And I really find that shift happening for me, you know, with all of this, with Galaxy One and the Cinnabon, using, you know, points for the olfactory and the hippocampus. I think that has been very, very powerful for healing trauma. And so we're opening the L1, and so we want you to hold that intention, right? So that in fact, you can shift your relationship to the environment and become the witness, the observer. Mm-hmm. And bringing that energy down spinal artery and grounding. And Susan.
Yes. Oh my gosh, I am so relaxed. I feel like my arms are heavy. I have this tremendous tingling in my leg, stronger than I have ever.
Wow. And you have the clip on, yes?
I have the clip on. I got a rush of saliva in my mouth.
Mm-hmm.
My eyes feel really like they're getting more moisture.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
so for you, because you have a thyroid issue, it's like really powerful.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I would like some help with discernment and listening to my inner being.
So let's start with the enteric. Let's start with CV642, with the gut. Because there are signals that start at the gut, go to the heart, to the back of the hypothalamus, association cortex, sensory cortex, upper trapezius, to thoracic 12, GV22, 23, We also know the signals that start from the heart move up to the back of the hypothalamus, to the hippocampus, to the sinus, olfactory, amygdala, calming down the amygdala, connecting, bringing neural network connection and energetic connection to the insular cortex, to our deepest sense of divine purpose and knowledge, and bringing that down from BL9 to T5, T6, to heart, to diaphragm, deepening the breath, the life force, and extending that down through the digestive tract, thoracic 7 through 12. Support again to the lower dantian, to the upper and lower colon, small and large intestine, and also balancing the hormones, the serotonin, the oxytocin, back to the cortisol, coming down bladder meridian, relieving any fear, and back to GV22 again, relieving fear. And coming down, LI-17-18, and grounding. So, you may remain seated or stand if you want to return to the Wu Qi position. Feeling into the flow of energy. Tongue on the upper palate, encouraging the circularity of the energy to move so that we're circulating between heaven and earth and we're able to locate ourselves on the earth between heaven and earth. Grounding. And as always, the energy in here is beautiful. I thank everyone for their humanity, for the sense of wholeness, and for everything that you ask for. We're like a hologram. It relates to everyone. And we close. And Tom will be on at 5. And thank you so much for joining.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And being here and being your beautiful selves. And shut that down. Okay. So if you're not feeling much, I'm. Okay. Yeah.